Henk, was hältst du davon, wenn wir mal ein bisschen Werbung machen für unseren fantastischen Podcast Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Ja, aber was willst du denn da sagen?
Na, dass wir ein überragend guter Musikpodcast sind. Wir reden wöchentlich über die wunderbare Welt der Rockmusik, querbeet durch die Jahrzehnte und Musikgenres. Also was meinst du, machen wir einen Spot?
Ja, aber wozu? Wir sind doch so gut. Wir brauchen doch keine Werbung. Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Überall da, wo gute Podcasts zu Hause sind.
Wieder live von Ihrem Toyota-Partner mit diesem Leasing-Auftakt. Der neue Toyota Yaris-Hybrid. Ab 179 Euro im Monat, ohne Anzahlung. Seine Sicherheitsassistenten laufen mit und ja, ab ins Netz mit voller Konnektivität. Auch am Start die Toyota Team Deutschland Sondermodelle. Ohne Anzahlung geht's in die nächste Runde. Jetzt los sprinten zu Ihrem Toyota-Partner.
I'm sitting here with Rob and Dan from...
We're from Darko.
From Hello. Darko. Hello.
Hello, punk rockers.
Mm. Nice to have you here again. We met for an interview 2 years ago.
Yes, we did. And it was very lovely.
Yes, I remember it was one of the best interviews we did this year, this time. Because
we're
I
not
guess
quite as drunk this time.
I guess we had all a good time, yes?
Yeah. All the fun.
Your bass player was doing some rap session. But he isn't here.
He's asleep at the moment behind the Punk Rocker Collective tent.
Yeah, it's
he's all wrapped out, I think, for now. All wrapped out and wrapped up.
So when we met last time, I was a little bit afraid of you because you all wear beards. And but we met some...
We're all a 5'3".
we met some other times and on other...
Some other gigs and events.
Yes. And so we need we know each other a little bit, and so I'm not afraid anymore.
It's good.
A pleasure nice to have to you hear. Here. And I thought you're doing a lot of interviews, and everybody asks about the new records and so on and so on. We do it another style. We don't ask question about the band and so on. So I've got some cards with beginnings of sentences, and I would like you to choose one each other after the other and just read it and
So Rob, the question is
this
is for me.
You okay. Should complete the sentence.
Okay. I would like to share the stage with Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, and Shania Twain.
Oh, nice.
Why?
Why not?
Okay.
Probably be a lot of people there that might be a bit scared of us. But
I could dress as a dwarf.
Is that not how you're dressed today?
Thank you.
Okay, so I've got in a club, but the best place is... Probably in a club, the best place is the dance floor. So, like, really bad dancing.
You do very bad, but you do it.
Yeah, like Michael Jackson.
No, me as well. Not Michael Jackson. I'm not able to dance, but I do it. So
that's what I think it's like Michael Jackson, but it just looks like a weird floppy thing.
With the years ago, I didn't like to dance when I'm not drunken, but now it's.
Yeah, it makes you feel good and happy.
Yes. So. Not the surrounding, but me.
And I think the last time I was in a club with you, Rob, we both fell asleep.
Yeah, that's the scene.
And they put us outside.
Dancing, fall asleep dancing.
No, we were just on that sofa. They took us outside and put us on a bench.
Oh, so that's not dancing.
No. That's sleeping in a club.
That's alcohol.
In school, I used to skip English class to go to the music block to play my guitar and tell my English teacher that I had a music lesson.
Oh. When I am down, I listen to punk rock and dream of punk rock holiday.
The Ramones are a band I never really got into, but probably should go back and give them a listen.
doing sports is absolutely turd because I'm really bad at all sports.
You good skier?
How's that sport?
For me, Pump Rock Holiday is the first place I ever shit myself in public.
There we go.
Well, I was in my tent. Kind of not really a public space. Yeah. People knew about it.
No, no, they do.
Yeah, no, everyone knows.
Punk rock is totally crèche.
Isn't that a place like a kindergarten, a crèche?
No, no, it's cool. Ah. It's like crazy great crèche.
If I was a drug, I would be a laxative.
Laxative? Oh, okay.
I will never stop touring. There you go. That's a boring one.
Here we go again. Yeah, the worst place. The worst place to wake up after a hangover is in your underwear full of shit. But a Punk Rock Holiday, so it's not so bad.
My friends hate when I pick my ear cheese out of my tunnels and wipe it across their noses. I really like it, though. I just thought it was just...
It's a true story?
Yeah. My friends love when I fall asleep before them and start snoring.
I'm sure they would.
Aye. It's their favorite thing to talk about the next day.
Oh my God, I have to use my brain for this. The first punk rock song I listened to was... I have no idea. That's too difficult.
Do
so I make it up like... Green Day.
Yeah, maybe When I Come Around.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Green Day, When I Come Around.
Which year has it been? Do you know?
Which year?
Yeah, which year did you start listening to punk rock?
When I was 14, so that was 2001, maybe. But yeah, I think. I have no idea. That's a testing question. I'll come back later. Next year, I'll tell you.
Well, this is a tough one. If I was a drink, I would be a melon ball. Melon ball.
Why?
Because it's the best drink of Punk Rock Holiday.
Too refreshing. When I take a bath, I listen to the bubbles when I'm farting in it.
The last time I did something for the first time was... possibly last night, the first time I've played acoustically a Punk Rock Holiday playing Darko songs and actually played relatively well was last night.
I don't think I would have been able to play guitar at that point because I'd had a few beers, just a few. When I wake up...
Well, you know I'm going to be the man who's waking up next to you.
When I wake up, I check my pants to make sure I haven't done a Dan.
A free mind is like a free beer? I don't know. That's an order. Free mind.
It's a good deal. It's a good deal.
Yeah.
Oh, great. If I could be a kid again, I would try harder at sports so I could answer the sport question better.
Okay. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed this little game.
Yeah, it was good fun. Thank you.
I hope next time I've a pack like this, so it will be more variety.
Nice. I look forward to it.
Yes. So I guess we meet again. I'm sure we do.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
So I'm looking forward for your show.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to be it's a very nice spot to play to finish off the Friday on the Beach stage.
Looking at the water.
Yeah, being down there by the water, it's the first time we played, it was brutally hot and there was no air at all. Whereas this year, we're down by the beach. It's going to be a bit more breeze. It's going to be a little bit cooler.
Yes, last time you opened the main stage
on the Friday, and it was a brutally hot day. And I just remember being up there and just being no breeze and just felt like I was dying.
Yeah, it was very fun, but I'm thoroughly looking forward to the beach stage because the beach stage is just powerful. And the guys running it are awesome dudes. And hopefully we'll get some friends down. And
we will.
Happy faces.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Cheers, thank you.
For your time.
Wieder live von Ihrem Toyota-Partner mit diesem Leasing-Auftakt. Der neue Toyota Yaris-Hybrid. Ab 179 Euro im Monat. Ohne Anzahlung. Seine Sicherheitsassistenten laufen mit. Und ja, ab ins Netz mit voller Konnektivität. Auch am Start die Toyota Team Deutschland Sondermodelle. Ohne Anzahlung geht's in die nächste Runde. Jetzt los sprinten zu Ihrem Toyota-Partner.
Hier kommt die Reality-Elite.
Ich suche nicht die Sendezeit sucht mich.
Beste Umgangsformen.
Du kannst dich im Pool pinkeln.
Ich meine, wie crazy ist das?
Und Unterhaltung vom Feinsten.
Wir sind hier im Premium-Trash-TV.
Eine neue Folge, Kampf der Reality-Stars. Heute, 20.15 Uhr bei RTL 2.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.